We held the first game after 9/11 in Green Bay against the Washington Redskins. And it was on a Monday night, and I was driving city bus at the time. And what they were going to do is bring in firemen, paramedics, and all that from the Green Bay area, and wanted to have a kind of a remembrance. So they had asked the city if we could get four buses to drive the paramedics, pick them up at Notre Dame High School, and bring them to the stadium and presentation, and bring them back after the game. But the extra treat was when we got to the stadium, we parked and left the firemen off of that, and we were just staying with our buses, and they came up and handed us a field pass for the four drivers. We got to go on the field for the presentation with the flag and everything, and the four bus drivers were part of the ceremony on the field, and Bobby and the three of us got to go out on the field and hold the flag. So we were amongst Packers players, Redskin players, and I thought that was awesome. Yeah, that was probably my major highlight. I'm a diehard Packer fan. No ifs, ands, or buts around it. A lot of Packers always say they bleed green and gold. They die green and gold. It's in your blood. In 97, we were going to the Super Bowl that year with Brett Favre. And the Packer reporter had limited edition green and gold casket. So I'm thinking,
When a family calls Parochial Wall Funeral Home, when we get the first call, we try to let them know that we're going to take care of everything for them. We actually started a program called Celebrating Life just a little over a year ago. We went in conjunction with a local event planner who is now on our staff, and to create a unique event for a funeral, she has designed different venues and themes for any type of celebration you want, and the Packer theme is one of them. So we actually have a book with pricing, different locations, food choices. That's all part of what we can help a family with.
We are working with a very delicate subject. So for me, the educational process of being able to show people that this doesn't have to be an uncomfortable situation and an uncomfortable conversation is great. And when we know we're helping them out through pre-planning or when there has been a death, it's a fantastic feeling to know that we can guide them through that with grace.
I want everything done and planned for when I pass away, that my kids don't have to deal with a lot of it. I went through it with my in-laws, and it's not a fun situation when you're in it. And my mother and dad had planned their funeral, and it was a breeze. He even had the pallbearers. He said, if you're alive when I die, will you be the pallbearer? So I thought, this makes it so much easier. So I thought, that's what I'm going to do for my boys.
So in pre-planning a funeral, many people will come in and they have very direct orders for us that we start writing down and putting in that file. So it's not just selecting the Packer casket, and it's not just deciding where they would like to go have their luncheon. It's more involved than that now. And they actually enjoy that aspect. And who knows better what they want than the person themselves?
I went to the local funeral home direct down here, Danny Melkor, and I checked with him. And they can get Packer urns. So, got the information, ended up eventually getting a Packer urn, and then you could do with it whatever you wanted with it. So I've got pictures on the two sides and on the back, and on the top it says Wendy Smetana, number one Packer fan, and it looks like a little mini stadium. Then I've got this great big plot out at the mausoleum for a 6-foot casket. Well, now it's going to be about a foot high, a foot long, about 8 inches wide, and that's going to go where the casket was going to go. So I'm still going to be buried with the Packers.
We are in the heart of Green Bay country. Why wouldn't we do something that has to do with football and the love of the sport and knowing that we've got really the country's best fans here in Green Bay, Wisconsin? We wanted something to depict the love of football in a football fan niche wall. And these niches then were customized. They were actually molded from clay. And then we wanted it to look Green Bay-ish. and know that there is going to be some sort of resemblance to the love of the Packers. So we went through many, many different revisions to be able to capture what that love of football is, and hopefully we got some of the quirkiness of the love of football in Green Bay, as well as the look that when you see it, you know exactly what it's supposed to be doing and what it's meant to memorialize.
When people walk into the funeral home, I hope they see how I celebrated life. Yes, I'm going to be cremated, but there was more to me than just being a Wendy. I was a Packer fan. It was being a mom, being a grandma, a great-grandma. So that's what I'm hoping they see and remember all the good times that we always had instead of looking at it and say, oh, she died and blah, blah, blah. Just remember me the way I used to be.
Growing up in the Poza family for me wasn't too bad, being the oldest boy. I had one older sister.
We're very tight and we watch out for each other. There's spats. There's always been spats, but when it comes down to it, I know they're always there for me and I'm there for them.
There was eight of us kids, so we were split up a lot. So some kids went to one grandparent, some kids were at another place.
We had a lot of kids, didn't have much money, but we made do with what we had.
My brother John, oh my gosh, John is 3 years older than me and was just an awesome older brother.
He was really the only one that would really want to play with me, so he and I spent a lot of time together.
My brother John was born with cerebral palsy. It affected mostly his muscular and some of his nervous system. Did not infect his brain at all. He was very smart. With the cerebral palsy, a lot of his tendons didn't grow when he grew, so his arms would be bent and his legs would be bent, so he underwent a couple surgeries to stretch those tendons.
He would explain it to other people saying, lady, I'm not a cripple. If somebody was saying, oh, I'm so sorry that you're feeling this way, or I'm sorry, it's nice that somebody like you can get over here, and he'd say, what do you mean? Lady, I'm not a cripple, you know, but that's the way John was.
I was, number one, bigger than most of my other brothers and sisters, so, you know, I had the body strength to lift John up and carry him around and stuff. I used to wake up 2 hours before school every morning and do exercise with John.
John did everything that we did. We were his arms and his legs a lot of times. We'd be toting him around in a wagon or pushing him in a wheelchair or whatever we could do to get him involved, but he was always with us.
When he was 5 or 6, he became the poster child for our local CP Telethon, which is the longest charity telethon in the nation. So he met Bart and Cherry Starr, Ray Nitschke came down, there were some other Packer players that came and would try to raise money for the CP. So he became friends through the CP Telethon. So he would kind of relate that with seeing them on TV during the game, and he's like, oh, that's my friend. And the equipment guy, you know, when somebody needed a new helmet, the equipment guy would round and go, oh, I know him, and he'd say, oh, that's my friend. So he knew the Packers, mostly through the CP thing.
This is what kept a lot of us together. It's the Lambeau Field Stadium. My brother John loved to come here. It was just part of our family, why we came to Green Bay from Antigo, Wisconsin, and it was a big city for us, and the Packers were everything. And it kind of kept us all together.
They accommodated him so much. I mean, just getting him up here to parking, they would take his power electric wheelchair and help me get him up here. It was just incredible how they help out here. It's a great, great thing for him.
They make it easy to be a fan. But I just remember him sitting here and just analyzing every play. I know I probably went to 10 games with him. They were all great because, A, you're here. There's nothing like being inside the bowl in a live game. Every play, he would get so excited, but he would say, you know, Jordy's open, or why did you hand that off and run it instead of pass it or something. Just every game to me with him was special.
he wouldn't wear a coat if it didn't match. I mean, if it wasn't a Packer thing, that
everything
he wouldn't put
Packer.
It on.
Yeah, everything he wore had Packer logos. Everything.
For every birthday and Christmas, he'd get Packer things to put on the wheelchair and to help him prop up and to stay upright. And he may have looked funny, but...
He was warm. He didn't care.
He was warm.
No.
Yeah.
Where I work, one of the writers, Zach Andrews, said, "Hey, Wendy, you want to shuttle Josh back to work? He's a tattoo artist, and he wants to know how many Packer tattoos do you have?" I said, "Ed, I don't have any Packer tattoos. I'm 69 years old. Come on." "Well, he wants to talk to you." So I took him back to his work, and we're driving back, and I happened to think about the 45 Super Bowl and the casket, and he said, "Can you do a Packer casket?" He kind of looks at me, and, "Do you have a picture of it?" I said, "Yeah." So we set up an appointment and went in. I sat in the chair for 3.5 hours and got a Packer tattoo. And he said, "We don't want to charge you for this tattoo." And I said, "No, I'm from the old school." I said, "I have to pay for something." I said, "Give me a price." "Well, give me a donation." I said, "No, I don't want to insult your work by giving you less than maybe what you thought you should get." I said, "You give me a price." "Well, how about $50? I said, "Done deal." From what I understand with tattoos, they're supposed to tell stories. What more can I say?
Get tickets, and all the handicapped people in the wheelchairs would go down on the field up against the inside of the bowl, kind of behind the players. So we didn't get to see a whole lot of the game, but the big thing is we were sitting right by the players. So we got to hear them yelling and the players trying to psych each other up. He made friends with the other people that were handicapped around him because we always sat in the same seats, so you got to know the people. He'd strike up a conversation. He wouldn't know you and go like, "How was that Packer game last night?" Or, "What do you think about Jordy Nelson?" He used the Packers as an icebreaker. We met people all the time, and then they say, and they get to know their family and share your food, share their drink, and then we'd be up in the season tickets with the new renovation, and they were fantastic seats. John kind of had some circulatory problems towards the end, so we thought he was cold, so we had him bundled up, but he had this cough that wouldn't go away, so we got him to see a doctor, and then the doctor said, "Well, it was a cold. It was on his birthday, so we took him to the game because he's not going to miss a Packer game for anything." So we took him on his birthday, and I think that was on a Sunday, maybe Monday or Tuesday. His cough really got bad.
We had a lot of scares with John, and they'd send him home, and he was okay. So I thought that was what was happening until I saw him. And I knew as soon as I saw him that it wasn't good. And that it was different.
No one ever wants to get that call. And it's strange when that phone rings, you kind of feel that, oh, this isn't a good call.
We were all there and it was really peaceful. The last moments were, I don't want to say beautiful because I don't know if that's the word, but it was like, we ran a race together and we got him all the way to the end, all the way to the finish line, and we did it with every ounce of being we could, and we got him there.
He always wanted to run across a field and get the bugs going and the butterflies flying. So it was funny because three of us said, "John's up there running in the field right now." So it was a relief that his pain was gone. But, on the other hand, he was gone,
So he was here for 54 years, way beyond expectancy. So we were happy at his funeral, kind of.
We had Packer things around his casket. I want to say my aunts and uncles got a flower, and it was all Packer stuff in there. So, everybody knew John liked the Packers. pallbearers all had Packer ties on, because that's who John was.
Most of the florists in Green Bay are very, very familiar with Packer-themed floral arrangements. Packer parties, as you know, food comes in green and gold, tortilla shells, chips, all kinds of things like that. We can actually help them plan that event at a venue of their choice with whatever theme they want. And of course, Packers is a very large theme here. It's also very common for a family to bring in Dad's favorite jersey, and he'll actually be buried in the favorite jersey.
It wasn't a question of, are we going to bury him in a suit or a suit and tie or anything like that. It was, he's got some really cool jerseys, so it's got to be the Ray Nitschke jersey.
That's who John was. John was all Packer, and that's the way he wanted to go. So it was really a testament to him.
Do often see different types of mementos left out on the grave sites, whether it's before a game or after a game, and there's Packer gear and there's Packer things, clothing that is out there then as well. And we encourage that. We do like people to come out there, and we just know that they're visiting then too. And of course, their final farewell, we encourage people to have any sort of a final celebration of life here at the cemetery too, where if they want to have a Packer party as their final send-off, we encourage that as long as it's respectful to the other people in the cemetery. I think there's more of a understanding that people want to memorialize, and that celebration of life is becoming more and more prevalent, so we encourage that too.
If we have a visitation and there's a Packer game on TV or being played, it's on somewhere in the funeral home at the family's request. Where it was probably disrespectful years ago that people couldn't imagine doing that, now it's almost expected that somewhere we're going to be able to sneak out for a few minutes, if not right in the chapel where the person is having the visitation. It's expected that that's going to be on someplace. And if not, they want an update. So we typically will turn it on, even in a side office, for somebody to sneak in there and sit down for a few minutes and have a cup of coffee just to keep track of the score. So it's very interesting. It's actually enjoyable. It is somewhat of a detraction from what's going on. But in a good way for some people. And typically, when we have a visitation from someone from Green Bay, it doesn't matter if you're a Packer fan or not. That's been a part of their life. They've been to a Packer party. They've been to somebody's house on Sunday for a cookout because there's a Packer game. So it is a huge part of our society right here in Green Bay.
John persevered just because he could look forward to the next day, the next week, the next month, and the next year, the next season, the next Super Bowl. It really brought him through. Whether those Packer players know it or not, they were awesome.
I admired him a lot. He just taught me so much. You know, there wasn't much he could do, but what he did just taught you so much. Don't give up. You know, things could be worse. Look every day as a blessing. Be thankful for what you have, you know. He taught me a lot.
When I go to heaven, I firmly believe that it'll feel like home. Just like at the stadium, it'll be a different type of feeling. When I was planning my own funeral, that I said, if it's nice weather out, I said, go to a park or go in a backyard someplace and have it catered in, and I want a tailgate party.
I recall one visitation for a man that died, and tailgating was a very big part of his life. The Packer games, making booyah. They had their motorhome turned into a Packer bus. So when he died, they brought the motorhome to the parking lot. And there was a tailgate party in our parking lot, and people were coming in and out all evening, going on the bus, sharing stories, highlights are being played, having a beverage, a snack, and coming back in the funeral home. And that happened the entire evening. So that was actually a part of the celebration. It was parked right outside the front door. So everybody knew whose funeral it was because of recognizing that the stadium and in his own yard and driving around town.
It's my first time back here since he's passed, and it's different, you know. It's kind of hard.
There's an empty seat.
It's empty, yeah.
The seat's empty.
Yeah, you can, and it's been that way for the last few years. I love the game, and I'll always love the Packers, but it doesn't have that magic that it had.
Watching through his eyes.
Yeah.
The
excitement. It was so exciting.
Yeah. Doctors said that he wouldn't live past
12 yeah.
Something like that. But here we were blessed to have him for 54 years. And I think it's the Packers that, and that devotion and everything about just being a loyal fan kept him going every year.
John had the heart of a Packer, and I think the ones that he did meet, you know it automatically. It's not something you don't have to ask him a bunch of questions. You just knew. You could feel it. You walk up and you feel his excitement, his smile, his whole body smiling. He's asking you questions, and definitely the heart of a Packer.
Yeah, definitely
the heart of a Packer player.
As a Packer fan, I don't really care if they know I'm a Packer fan or not. I know I'm a Packer fan. I know what I've done through the years to be a Packer fan, to stay a Packer fan through the years when it wasn't really a good team to follow, a lot of teasing about it. But that's part of life. You've got the good games, you've got the bad games. How you deal with it makes you who you are.